from the very heart of evergreen forests. Under the starry sky of the desert, with the radiance of silver-colored sand, in the midst of proud mountains. Close up, Iran.
Hello, I am Mitra, an Iranian nature traveler. To know more about the wonders and beauties of magnificent Iran, keep me company. This is my flask. Some dates. A warm jacket. It might be colder. And this is my woolen hat. You know, I'm a type of person who is sensitive to cold. Now, let me zip up the backpack. Done. Well, you might be curious to know where I'm going to visit today, yeah? Actually, it's not a far-off place. Today, I'm going to visit a part of the beautiful nature of Tehran. Yes, Sorkh Hesar Park. I promise it would be a brief but enjoyable visit. Stay with me. Sorkh Hesar is one of the national parks of Iran, which is located east of Tehran, with an area of about 9,168 hectares. Except its northeastern part, all parts of this district is under the protection of the Environment Organization. The National Park of Sorkh Hesar is one of the oldest protected zones of the world, and dates back to the Qajarid era. In the past, Sorkh Hesar used to be one of the oldest hunting areas of Iran and enjoyed a special status. It was during the rule of Agha Muhammad Khan Qajar that Jajrud region was chosen as a hunting place, and during the rule of Fath Ali Shah Qajar, the entire regions of Jajrud and Sorkh Hesar were recognized as hunting places. This park was registered as a national park in 1980. The weather in Sorkh Hesar is half dry, and the difference of temperature between day and night is high. Jajrud River flows in this region, and after passing through the Latian Dam, flows in the marginal parts of the region, and then spills into Parchin Township and leaves off. This park is created from meadows, hills, and heights, which are as high as 1,220 to 2,147 meters. I am now at Sorkh Hesar Park. What a clean air! In front of me, just far away from me, those hills are blanketed with snow. However, in this part which I'm standing, there is no snow, but it's so cold. I'd better wear my gloves. Sorkh Hesar Park has diverse flora. There are different types of trees, bushes, shrubs, and herbs in this park. Some of these herbs have medicinal effects. And there are also rare types of herbs in this region, which are unfortunately on the verge of becoming extinct. Tell you an interesting fact. Sorkhehesar has two types of flora. One type, which has plants of hot regions, including tamarisk, milkvetch, and wild rue. And the other type, which has step-like plants, including thymes, zizifora, and pennyroyal. Though, there is no trace of these herbs here because of the cold. If it wasn't a cold season, I would pick some zizifora for my grandma. She loves it in her tea. Oh, the sound of these birds is very beautiful. I can recognize some of these sounds. Though, there are many types of birds here. There is heron, hawk, bitterns, even vulture in here. Sorkhehesar has also a diverse fauna and is indeed the treasury of Iran's environment. Well, Sorkhehesar, beside its great nature, has many facilities to entertain you. Here, there is a cycling route. Good job! And also, there is a road for those who like to hike in the nature. On my right, there is a sports complex, which has facilities for sports like tennis, paintball, billiards, darts, and shooting. And here, there is also a theme park for children. In this park, children can have fun and at the same time, get educated about the culture of traffic. And there is a pergola here, which sells tea and coffee. Drinking a cup of Iranian tea in this weather really hits the spot. Until next time, goodbye.
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. What you heard was an IRIB English radio program.